Benvenuti e bentornati. Welcome and welcome back. This is Larry Aiello here for another lesson of Italian-Link.com or FreeItalianSchool.com. Today is lesson four. We're going to be going over the definite and indefinite articles and the demonstratives. The lesson for this chapter regarding the articles, just like in English, we have definite articles and indefinite articles. Definite would be, for example, like when you're referring to the boy. An indefinite article would be a boy. But unlike English, we also have masculine and feminine. All nouns take on a masculine or feminine characteristic. So for the definite article, we will be saying il ragazzo, the boy, will be masculine singular. Lo would be used in a masculine situation, definite article, for nouns that begin with a Z or a GN or an S and a consonant, like lo sport would be the sport. La is feminine, so you would have la ragazza, the girl. L apostrophe would be singular before vowels. So if a noun begins with a vowel, you would have the L apostrophe. The E, or the I, the plural of the il, would be, for example, il ragazzo would be the boy. I ragazzi would be the boys. Then you would use gli, like almost like the GLI sounds almost like the LL in million. So it's gli would be plural. Gli sport, used before vowels, Z, GN, or S, and a consonant. And finally, we have the plural for feminine would be le. Le ragazze, the girls. As far as the indefinite articles, you are going to have un for masculine, un ragazzo, and una ragazza would be for feminine. You would use uno in a masculine case. Uno would be just like the GLI up above in the plural. You would use that before the Z, GN, or S and the consonant. And dei, some, dei ragazzi would be some before the before consonants, used before consonants. Degli would be used before Z, GN, and S and a consonant. And delle, delle ragazze, of the girls would be used before feminine plural. And that is our lesson for today. So come back for the next part of part four for the demonstratives. Thank you.